This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, planting season is upon us, and it won't be long before the corn is in the ground and farmers start working on planting soybeans. With planting also comes taking care of those unwanted weeds in the seed bed. Don Porter, who's a soybean herbicide product lead for Syngenta, says weed management in soybeans is becoming more and more difficult as the plants continue to form glyphosate resistance. He says the most effective way to manage the weeds are with products that contain dual modes of action.
Overall, weed management of soybeans has gotten much more complex, and what I'd certainly like to try to reinforce is that with these what I call driver weeds that are now glyphosate resistant, like water hemp and the ragweeds, Palmer amaranth, these weeds really need to be controlled with an effective pre-emergence herbicide to certainly effectively manage the weed control throughout the season. And so the importance of these residual herbicides, particularly those with two effective modes of action, are really important from the standpoint that you've got those dual modes acting on the weed and trying to delay the onset of resistance.
The modes of action vary for each product and can be found on the label. According to Don, knowing how the herbicide works and what modes of action it uses is key in managing the weed.
Those modes of action are effectively how that herbicide targets a particular weed, and on our labels, you'll see on the front panel of each of our labels a code that indicates that mode of action, and then within the text of the label, it will then give guidance as to what that mode of action is. So, for instance, in the case of S-metolachlor or dual component in Boundary, that mode of action is a group 15, which inhibits long-chain fatty acid. So that's how that herbicide works. And then alongside in that that product concept, you also have metribuzin, which is a group 5 mode of action, and that essentially is a PS2 inhibitor. So knowing the herbicide and components and the modes of action that that herbicide brings along is really, really important.
Syngenta has several products to choose from depending on your need and want for a pre- or post-emergent herbicide. Don recommends the following that contain dual modes of action.
On the pre-emergent side, certainly Boundary, Broadex XC, and Prefix. I will call out Prefix. It is unique in the fact that it is a residual product, but also can be applied early post-emergence to the soybeans. So that is a real good flexible component of that particular herbicide that, and say, if growers get into inclement weather, they can't get on their fields in time before the beans emerge, and they're still looking for that residual control, then Prefix would be a good product to pick there. And then our gold standard post-emergence product, which offers two modes of action, glyphosate and fimesafin, in Flexstar GT 3.5, does a very effective job in controlling these glyphosate-resistant weeds that have emerged post-emergence.
Don Porter, soybean herbicide product lead for Syngenta. In other news, the Montgomery County Fair is seeking contestants for Miss, Junior Miss, Little Miss, and Little Mister pageants this year. Females ages 16 to 21 years old that reside in the county are eligible to run for the Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen title. Contestants must be a minimum of 16 years of age by the pageant date and not reached her 22nd birthday by January 1st of the following year. Females ages 10 to 12 years old are eligible to run for the Junior Miss Montgomery County title. Contestants must be a minimum of 10 years of age by the pageant date and not reached her 13th birthday by the pageant date. And last but not least, boys and girls ages 5 to 7 years old are eligible for the Little Miss or Little Mister Montgomery County title. Contestants must be a minimum of 5 years of age by the pageant date and not reach their 7th birthday by the pageant date. And the deadline to sign up is May 1st. And those of you who are interested can contact the Montgomery County Pageant Director, Jenna Tate, by calling 618-367-0581. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.